Police appear to admit two-tier policing for Muslims in Birmingham. By Kurt Zindelka on August 7, 2024. A top police officer in Birmingham has seemingly admitted that there is a two-tier approach from law enforcement towards different ethnicities in Britain, undercutting denials from Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer. Following the emergence of Muslim people mobs in England as apparent counter to what's called far-right riots, with reports stating some carrying weapons in the Bordesley Green area of Birmingham on Monday, the police appear to admit they have different standards for different races while trying to explain their failure to prevent the anarchic scenes. When pressed as to why there was such little police presence during the incident, West Midlands Police Superintendent Emlyn Richards said, "We have really strong business and community relations, and because we were aware through intelligence that there was a potential protest because of misinformation, we had the opportunity to meet with community leaders, business leaders, prior to that event to understand the style of policing we needed to deliver. We knew there was going to be a large amount of people out on that counter-protest, and we knew who the vast majority of those people were. We had conversations what that was likely to look like. As to whether the police force would offer the same discretion to right-wing groups such as the now-defunct English Defence League," Richards merely said, "We policed in response to the intelligence that we receive at that moment in time." In response to the comments from the West Midlands Police, Reform UK Deputy Leader Richard Tice said, "Police boss admitting they enabled and were complicit in letting marauding masked mob control Birmingham streets. Utterly shameful. Two-tier politics. Two-tier policing. Two-tier care." Fellow Reform MP Rupert Lowe added, "A remarkable interview on the Birmingham violent mob rampage. Policed within themselves. Why is one group seemingly policed in an incredibly different way to others? It clearly does not work. Two-tier policing is rife. That must urgently change." Amid the lack of police presence in Birmingham, hundreds of young Muslim men took to the streets on Monday in response to misinformation surrounding a potential far-right rally in the area. During the gathering, several pedestrian vehicles were attacked as well as a pub, the Clumsy Swan in Yardley, by masked Muslim youths carrying weapons, the BBC reported. The attack on the pub saw a 51-year-old man, Sean McDonough, attacked and beaten by the young Muslim men, leaving him with a torn liver. Some members of the Muslim community issued an apology for the attack, saying it was not a true reflection of who we are as a community. Meanwhile, Metropolitan Police Chief Mark Rowley has suggested that terrorism charges could be applied to anti-mass migration rioters, a standard much harsher than that applied to riots from the far left, Black Lives Matter, or other ethnic groups in the country. Despite this, Prime Minister Starmer has consistently tried to claim that there is not a two-tier system in place for policing different communities. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to Zindelka@Breitbart.com.